Proclamation number 4900 of 20th of May, 1950. Retribution and rescue work. Spiritual need. It is a time of utmost confusion, a time of profound spiritual darkness. It is a state amongst people which is far different than it should be. People are only connected to matter and also live accordingly, for they don't pay attention to my commandments if they can only attain earthly possessions. They allow themselves to be dominated by urges which are visibly the influence from below. They no longer strive upwards but are far more turned towards the forces of the underworld from which they attain fulfillment of earthly desires and cravings. The spiritual need is great. So great that it must be broken off by force so that people are prevented from sinking even lower. This is the actual cause of the forthcoming work of destruction of the earth. To strip the spiritual, which is currently embodied as a human being, of its present form and to give it a new cover where a descent can no longer take place but an ascent must be achieved. The last end of this earth is at the same time a work of retribution as well as a work of salvation, incomprehensible to him whose spiritual state excludes a profound knowledge of my plan of salvation. But it is the end. Also regarded as a work of salvation. Extremely significant for those people who experience it. For the new banishment in solid matter is an agonizing state that I want to save all people from having to walk the path through the whole of creation once again. What is still free will be bound again. What is powerful will be completely powerless. What can think and want freely will then carry out what I want in a state of compulsion. Darkness will surround the beingness for endless times until it moves up again to the state of free will in order to now be able to decide freely again. The new banishment will be an unspeakable torment for the spiritual, which still walks freely on this earth. If people knew about the pitiable state they're approaching, they would truly change their way of life out of fear. But it would be a change of essence under compulsion, yet without value for eternity. 21st of the 5th, 1950. People must go their own way of their own free will. They can certainly be admonished and warned. The coming judgment can be presented to them, but always in the form of predictions which they can believe or not. But what will happen at the end of this earth is inconceivable to man, yet it is something so powerful that human intellect could not give itself an explanation for processes which are completely contrary to nature. Yet it is a spectacle which only my own, awakened by my spirit, can watch, who cannot suffer any damage to their souls as a result. But the rest of humanity, in its horror, is incapable of processing the impressions intellectually, for it only sees death before its eyes, which is also its fate. Spiritual and earthly. It is the greatest contrasts that appear at the end of this earth. Supreme happiness, jubilation and joy over my coming to earth for my own who only see radiant light and are free from all adversity. And greatest horror, fear of death, darkness and dreadful events with the undeniable prospect of complete annihilation. You humans are still given a period of time in which you can determine the outcome for yourselves. Gifts of grace will constantly be sent to you through which you can become sighted if you are willing to do so. Your attention is drawn from all sides to the fact that unusual things are preparing themselves. The end is pointed out to you through all kinds of appearances. I reveal myself in many ways so that you will think and tackle your soul's work. I constantly stretch out my hands to you in order to help you ascend. But I leave you free will. Use it in the right way and pay attention to the announcements of seers and prophets. The time will irrevocably come when everything will be fulfilled. Therefore, take care that you belong to those who need not fear the day, for whom it will be a day of rejoicing and bliss, as I have promised. Amen.